This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Might have to walk out to this. A little California, yay. So, listen, I know we're all wrapped up, and rightfully so, Yanks, Mets, and the Jets, and the Giants starting to wrap up camp, get a little closer to the start of the season. But before you know it, I want to at least give a couple minutes on this here, Teak, before we get back to the baseball calls. Before you know it, Durant's either going to be dealt or people are going to be fired, which would be pathetic if Josiah does that, which I don't think he will. I think it's going to be more of him being dealt rather than him acquiescing to Durant's ludicrous demands, number one. But also, the next season's going to start, you know, and I saw the other day, as you did as well, they're playing on Christmas Day, which to me, and the Nets are not, which I find interesting because usually that is trying to read what will transpire. Like if the NBA thought Kevin Durant would be on the Nets this year, the Nets would be playing on Christmas Day.
That's right.
Okay.
Because they're stars.
They're stars. And the Knicks, while being a little bit better, hopefully competitive, et cetera, you know, Jalen Brunson, nice start, whatever. Another year for R.J. Barrett and some other pieces that we're intrigued by. You know, not interesting enough to put on Christmas Day. So I assume that that's another, maybe this Mitchell thing's going to go down. And Donovan Mitchell, Teak, I think to me that this is starting to play out really the way that I thought that it would and the way that I hoped that it would. Now, the Hornets and the Wizards are reportedly interested as well. I mean, I'm sure there's other teams that are interested, but teams that have viable assets to swing a trade.
Yeah.
All right? Shams reported this, that the Utah Jazz re-engaged the Knicks. Rather than the other way around, which to me is a sign of good things. Well, Knicks hold the hammer, and they always have.
Well, it sounds like the Suns were trying to wait for or solicit other better offers than what the Knicks could possibly give.
You mean the Jazz, not the Suns.
I mean the Jazz, not the Suns. I'm thinking of
Booker or whatever.
Booker, yeah, exactly. I think what likely happened is that the Jazz went to these other teams, and they give me your best offer, and it was just weak. Because as we know, the Knicks have so many assets that they can give up, and so many ways to make it more lucrative of a give back for the Jazz. And so it's not coincidental that a day or two after you hear, oh, the Jazz are engaging the Wizards, the Jazz are engaging the Hornets, you then hear the next day, oh, hey, the Jazz are all in on the Knicks because the Knicks have the best offer. And we've known that for a while. It just took a little bit for the Jazz to confirm it themselves. That's what this feels like.
Yeah, plus it's Eastern Conference. If you're going to trade Mitchell, you already traded Gobert. But if you're going to trade Mitchell to justify that, ship him out east. We know he's from here.
Yep.
We know he's a Mets guy. We know about his pops. But from Danny Ainge's point of view, it's easier to justify if he's not in the Western Conference, if he's all the way here. Now, when this first started to brew, you know, I think a lot of people were saying, well, it's R.J. Barrett, you know, 2-3 first. There's no chance R.J. Barrett's going there. R.J. Barrett's staying here, all right?
Well, they don't want R.J. Barrett because they don't want to be good.
Yeah, well, that's true. They don't want to because they're going to have to pay him eventually very soon.
That's
and
right.
They're at a different timeline. Agreed. So R.J. Barrett's staying. I don't know what the hell they would do with Julius Randle, so that won't happen. Mitchell Robinson resigned. But even when this whole thing was initially constructed, you had a lot of Obi Toppins, IQ, McBride. Who am I missing?
Grimes.
Grimes more than McBride for sure. People love Grimes. Grimes, McBride, and 5 first-round picks. That's not even going to happen.
No.
They're going to get their picks. Clearly, yes. Mitchell's a terrific player. They're not getting as much as they thought.
No.
And if they do, I'll be very surprised.
Because they have zero leverage in this. The Jazz. They have zero leverage because everybody knows that they have to get rid of Donovan Mitchell. They have to. They're not starting the season with him on their roster.
I agree with you.
Because Donovan Mitchell's not going to, I mean, it's going to be ugly if they do.
I don't think he'll make it ugly. I don't think he's wired that
way.
No,
I mean, as a product, I'm talking about the game. It's going to be him and nobody else.
Oh, I got you. I thought you meant, like, would he be a problem? No, I understand what you're saying.
That's not him.
Yeah, he's not why. He's
it's going to look ugly. It's going to be a bad product.
Yep.
And he hasn't actually come out and, like, demanded.
No, he just shows up at Citi Field rocking his Mets jersey, right. Tweeting about the Mets every night, basically saying,
"That's right.
I want to come home."
Exactly. I'm in New York, and I want to stay here. I don't want to go. I already unpacked up my house. Yeah. He didn't, actually, but I'm just saying, I packed up my house, and I'm living here. So make this thing happen, Jazz.
All right, let's mess around before we get back to baseball. I'm obviously not going deep on the Knicks, but I wanted to relay that stuff to you, get everybody up to speed. Real quick, so let's assume for a moment, Brunson... Mitchell.
You're talking about the backcourt?
You'll see,
like,
where I'm going.
What it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. Brunson, Mitchell, Robinson in the middle, RJ, Randall. Let's say you have to give up IQ.
Cam.
Oh, you could take Cam. I know people are enamored by take Cam Reddish.
He's not ours.
I know. Let's say IQ and Reddish.
He didn't even really play last year, so.
No, he didn't. He got hurt at the end. IQ Reddish, 4 or 5 first round picks, and one of the 2 young guards. So if they have a starting 5 of Brunson, Mitchell, Robinson, Barrett, Randall, and at least 2 or 3 serviceable pieces coming off the bench, how many wins? Just give me a number.
So
we're not going to start past this.
You're keeping Fournier top.
Well, no, you're going to have to trade somebody to make the money match. So yeah. Fournier's probably gone.
Okay, whatever. So
yeah, I mean, nobody cares if he's gone.
Toppin's still there.
But,
Sims is still there. You got even more aged Derrick Rose.
Yeah, Rose might. Either Rose or Fournier is going for the money.
I'm going to say.
How many wins for the Knicks?
43.5.
I would think that's a little low. Not much. Mm. I think I'd go more.
So you'd go over.
I would bet the over on that. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that Vegas will necessarily put the over under at that number, but I would bet over.
Manny, you're a Knicks fan?
Diehard Knicks fan.
So 43.5 on that scenario. Yeah.
I'd take it. Right. Take it any day.
All right.
You think Mitchell's coming? I mean, you think Mitchell's coming.
I think so, because, I mean, if the Jazz go ahead and run with Donovan Mitchell to start the season, I don't see them. I see them hovering at .500 all season long, and that's not what you want.
You're right. Because he's going to lift them, but they're not going to be good.
Okay. So, you know, to be determined. We're following, obviously.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.